This is Wild About Utah.
With Pioneer Days a few weeks away, it's time to honor a very special plant that saved many Utah pioneers. It's been a banner year for our state flower. Sego lily has graced our meadows since early June, now in its late stages at lower elevation. It has generated many stories. Before I launch them, I must compliment its delicate beauty and love for adverse conditions, hot, dry, rocky soils in which it's found. The sego lily personifies a tough, resilient, beautiful pioneer spirit. Brigham Young declared the sego lily a heaven-sent source of food. Friendly Native Americans taught Mormon settlers how to harvest and prepare the bulbs for much-needed survival food when the devastating cricket infestation destroyed crops. From Pioneer Journals, in the spring of 1848, our food was gone. Along the month of April, we noticed all the foothills were one glorious flower garden. The snow had gone, the ground was warm. We dug thousands of sego roots, for we heard that the Indians had lived on them for weeks and months. We relished them and carried them home in bucketfuls. How the children feasted on them, particularly when they were dried, for they tasted like butternuts. Elizabeth Huffaker, Salt Lake City. And here's another one. In my childhood, our whole group of children used to go east of town, each carrying a sego digger. It was a piece of wood sharpened on one end and flat on the other. We would just go out of town and look for segos, which were plentiful. When we found them, we each went to digging by putting the sharp end of the stick into the ground close beside the sego and pressing down on the flat end of the digger until it was a few inches in the ground. Sometimes we pounded on the top of the digger with a rock. When the stick was far enough into the ground to suit us, we just pushed it to one side and up came the segos. Then we ate them, and oh, how we enjoyed hunting them. Lorena Washburn Larson, 1868, Manti, Utah. Native Americans considered the sego lily a sacred plant and developed culinary uses for its bulbs, seeds, and flowers. Many tribes created a healthful porridge from roasted or boiled sego lily bulbs. For the Navajo, it was one of the life plants used for ceremonial purposes. Sego was derived from the Indian word sego. Many Indian women were named Sego or Sego-chi. The Spanish name named it Mariposa, their word for butterfly, for this beautiful mountainside flowers looked like butterflies. Sego lily was formally designated as the Utah state flower in 1911, chosen for its natural beauty as well as its historical significance. The lily gets its scientific name, Calocortus nuttalli, from Thomas Nuttall, a naturalist who collected the sego lily in 1811 while traveling along the Missouri River. It's found throughout the western states. Please do not disturb this iconic beauty. Photos are encouraged.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.
Jack Green for Bridgeland Audubon. I continue to be infatuated with Utah's wildness.